This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Well, guys, get your bags packed. Put your seatbelts on.
We're hitting the road.
We are going on a bit of a road trip. And we are going on an Australian road trip today. I've recently came back from Sydney on the weekend, and it was good to drive on the open roads, and it was a marvellous experience, and it took me back to the good old days where my family and I, we used to travel all around Australia in the car, in the good old Commodore,
very reliable car. And as we've previously heard in other throwbacks, these can be quite dangerous for you.
They can be.
Walking in front of thrown spears.
Yes. Well, talking about throwing spears, we take this story to the Northern Territory again.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, no spears in this one, but we... There's a little pub in the centre of the Northern Territory called Daly Waters. Now, Daly Waters is a very, very iconic pub, for those of you who don't know. Now, Daly Waters is a pub in the middle of nowhere. And it's a very much Australiana pub. Mm-hmm. They've got people go there and they hang particular stuff up on the roof and all around the pub, photos of their journeys, their experiences, particular items of clothing they hang up as well. It's quite interesting, and it's got a real Australiana feel to the pub. Now, we were driving, and it took us ages to drive on this day, and we knew at every kind of night where we were going to be stopping, and it was just starting to become dusk, and we thought, well, we are staying at Daly Waters pub tonight, which is very exciting, and we rock up there and we go up to the guy and we go, hey, where's our room, we're looking forward to spending the night here. They do a beef and barramundi thing on the barbecue, which is just amazing. Ooh. And we're like, yeah, we're keen for this. I was keen for some beef, keen for some barra, bit of red meat,
don't
bit of white
at the
meat
same time. I'd want like entree.
Yeah, hopefully there was an entree, maybe a bit of crocodile. Crocodile is a bit of entree, bit of ganga, bit of roadkill. Anyway, we're like to the guy. Yeah, we're ready to stay here. They look at the name. He's looking at the book. We're having a nice little yarn. He's going, yeah. Great pub. You know, brilliant barrow of beef. He's looking through the book, and he's like, you guys aren't here. And we're like, do you want to check the book again, mate? You know, let's have a little flick through. And he's like, you guys aren't here. And I'm like, hey, you want to keep flicking through, mate? And we're getting a little bit impatient because we knew that we were at this pub tonight. And he's like, no. He keeps flicking through the book and he sees our names there two nights down the track. And we're like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. My mum goes and consults her itinerary. She looks through and she goes, oh, guys, got a bit of news for you. And I'm like, yes, mum. She's like, we're actually staying here in 2 nights' time. And I'm like, okay. So the guy was right. She's like, yes, the guy was right. But you know what that means? I'm like, yeah. She says, our accommodation is another 250 kilometres down the road.
Simply just down one road.
And I'm like, okay, sure, the road's okay at dusk, but will it be okay at night? And the guy's like, oh, you guys are crazy, you know? No one drives on this road at night, you know, there's kangaroos, and we've got some stories about bush rangers, and they're like, no, you're kidding me, mum, we've got to stay here tonight. She's like, well, the other place, we've reserved it, and it's a nice bit of accommodation. I said, yeah, mum, but we can't drive on a road 250 kilometres, that's about almost 2.5-3 hours on the road at night.
I like the role reversal here, parent and child.
I know.
It's like the master becomes the teacher.
And this was 2011, so I was relatively young around then. I think I might have been in year
13?
8. So, yeah, 14, I think.
God, I'm good at maths.
Here's me taking the... And I said, all right, look, these roads at night are dangerous. So let's take the road pretty carefully. And we did, and it was pitch black. We could not see a thing beyond us. And the reflectors on the road aren't too good if you've driven on roads at night in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
We're driving along.
There's no lights on the side
of
the road.
No lights on the side.
It's pitch black.
Felt like we were the only people on the road. Anyway, we're driving along, and suddenly, three or four kangaroos out of nowhere just jump in front of the car. And this one, it dead set looked at us as it was jumping, and it jumped that high that actually clipped the bonnet of the car.
Oh, no.
And we just put on the brakes and went...
But is that what you're meant to do? Because I heard you're meant to accelerate. So that if you do accidentally hit the really poor kangaroo that has no idea what it's doing, and it's accidentally got in your path, that it rather will go over, because I've heard of incidents where they actually get trapped. That's what I've heard, but...
This was a strange one, because it actually had such a high leap that it had leaped over where the... And its claw had hit the bonnet.
High.
It was very high. It was amazing.
That's freaky. I have to say, from this story, I'm impressed.
I was like, wow.
Kangaroo.
That was at least jumped half a metre up. It was incredible. So we stopped and we looked, and there was this massive paw in the bonnet, which was just crazy. And we're like comparing our hand with it and going, gee.
Tell me you still have that car and that no one got it fixed as a memory. Forever.
Well, the funniest thing is, we borrowed our grandparents' Ford Territory for the trip.
It
wasn't even our car, which we usually travel with our Commodore, but we thought Northern Territory, you need a bit of a 4x4, because, you know, some of the roads are pretty taxing. So, yeah, so we kept driving, and we got to our location, and Mum said it was quite nice, and we're like, Mum, are you sure this is the right place? Because we drove a little bit closer, and this place was called Cape Crawford. And the next morning, we were meant to do a bit of a scenic helicopter ride, actually, over the top of this amazing, you know, gorge. And we went up to the accommodation, and we're like, so where's the motel? Where's the swimming pool? And they're like, you guys are kidding, right? And we're like, no. You know, because we paid a fair bit of money for this. We paid quite a fair bit. And he says, no, that's because we're in the middle of nowhere and it's quite rural. Yeah. You're not actually paying for that much. We found out we were actually staying in a freight container.
A freight container.
The weirdest part about this freight container was the interior was actually these really small pieces of balsa wood, just to make it look like it was a homely feel. And they were all kind of... had all this kind of dew going down the walls, and it was condensation, you could smell it, and it was terrible carpet. But this was all inside a freight container.
Wow.
Bugs swarming all around it. It was a very tough kind of night out.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.